back. Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday talk around. 66 right now, mostly cloudy. Every Wednesday we do this. Head on over to OSPTI in Breckenridge. Talk with our friends over there. Got Sam on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today we're going to be talking about something. This just keeps coming up, and I can't believe it. Prepping for school. What can you tell us about this topic?
Yes, it's going to be here before we know it, actually. The North Dakota school starts in a couple of weeks, so it's kind of a good time for parents to start thinking now, changing your kids' routine to kind of get them ready for the school time. And the biggest factor is that parents kind of don't really think about is readjusting your kids' bedtime routine to prepare them for that school. Because, you know, summer, it's still light out at about 9 o'clock, so your kids tend to stay up a little bit longer and sleep in, almost for some kids, as long as they want, or at least sleeping in until about 8. But we kind of got to think, once school starts rolling around, those kids got to get up, some at 6, 6:30. So adjusting our everyday routine to kind of prepare our kids for that should be starting now, not the week before school, not 2 days before school, but it's got to start, they say, usually about a month before school starts. They should really start prepping your kids, and they say you want to gradually make adjustments, not so fast, like making it all at once. So let's start thinking about that stuff now for our kids, and that all kind of starts with just bedtime routines, kind of building like a ritual, kind of having things, keeping everything kind of the same, which kind of plays little tricks with our minds, because it kind of makes us like, okay, it's bedtime. I got to start winding down, calming the brain. And those simple things that we can start doing is starting with having maybe a snack. Some kids like to have a little snack before they go to bed, brushing their teeth, reading a book, doing all those same different steps before going to bed kind of makes our body relax and kind of gives them a better rest at night. And trying to avoid the TV or running around before bed. Typically, they say about 1 to 2 hours before you are actually going to lay down in your bed, you should probably start doing these bedtime routines to kind of calm that body to get a better sleep.
And Sam, let me bring this up too, because while you're talking about this, I thought about it. What about the diet too? I would imagine avoiding foods with a lot of sugar before bedtime is going to help too, right?
Yes. Yep. They always say to kind of stick with a small nutritious snack if you're going to have something before bed. Even trying to avoid like sugary drinks, they say try to avoid those. 3 o'clock is probably like the last time you should really have a sugary drink or even like a sugar, like sweetness thing is typically about 3, they say, is when you should stop doing that. Because a lot of kids should really be starting getting ready for bed about 7 o'clock. They say the average school age kid, which like 6 to 12 for that younger school age kid, need on average 9 to 12 hours of sleep. And if they're getting up for to get ready for school at 6:30, you got to start going to bed really early.
That's
what you're probably already doing right now.
Right. And get them a lot more clear-headed, too. I mean, they need that, too. And to do that, you need a good night's sleep.
Yes, yeah. And they say, like, getting a good quality of sleep helps reduce, like, insomnia for the kids, frustrations, and having more mood swings and outbursts throughout the day. So just setting them up to succeed instead of setting them up to fail, let's get them going to bed early. So let's start now. And their normal bedtime, if they normally go to bed at 9, start going to bed tonight at about 8:45. They say gradually 15 minutes. Cut it back 15 minutes every single day. They gradually go into bed a little bit earlier by 15 minutes. But you can't. On weekends, it's not a free-for-all. You got to still keep consistent with that, going to bed at that certain time and waking up at a certain time. You can let them sleep in at least about an hour later than what they normally do, but don't let them exceed that hour sleep in time.
That just makes so much sense and great information. Talking prepping for school for the kids. Sam, great to talk with you. I wish we had more time, but listen, you have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. You too. Thank you so much.
That is Sam from OSPTI, and we talk with the folks there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Some important parts of a typical farm bill were passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. However, Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said there's still work to do to finish the rest of the farm bill.
Well, reconciliation is about taxing and spending. There's a lot of things that are just pure policy decisions that need to be made. We need to increase the loan limits. As I said earlier, things like that just don't work anymore because of the way that the economy has changed since 2018. So those are the kind of things that we'll be looking at. We've got a great partnership with Senator Klobuchar. Traditionally, agriculture farm bills aren't about Democrats or Republicans. They're about different areas of the country.
There's a lot of balance to do because no two areas of the country farm in the same way.
Southern agriculture is different than the Midwest. Midwest is